What separates leaders who captivate from those who disappear? The difference isn't talent, credentials, or even performance. It's something more elusive yet entirely learnable: executive presence. This invisible force determines who gets promoted, who gets heard, and who gets remembered. Research reveals that 67% of leadership potential comes down to gravitas, 28% to communication, and just 5% to appearance. Yet all three must align. The fascinating part? Your brain makes these judgments in 250 milliseconds, often before you've uttered a single word. This snap assessment can open doors to opportunity or silently close them forever. Gravitas signals you're made of the right stuff. When BP's CEO Bob Dudley faced cameras after the Deepwater Horizon disaster, he maintained composure, expressed empathy, and accepted responsibility. That's gravitas in action. Six behaviors define it, with grace under fire ranking highest. Lynn Utter demonstrated this when she stood alone in a Coors boardroom full of male executives and decisively advocated for a crucial investment despite resistance. Yet decisiveness without empathy reads as arrogance. Mitt Romney's campaign suffered when tone-deaf remarks about a couple of Cadillacs and dismissing 47% of Americans revealed his lack of emotional intelligence. Your reputation either builds or depletes gravitas. Angelina Jolie transformed from Hollywood wildchild to respected humanitarian through 40 UNHCR field missions and charitable work, proving that intentionally curating your reputation creates the weightiness that marks true leadership. Every interaction shapes how others perceive your leadership potential. Voice quality matters twice as much as content. Lower frequency voices are perceived as more successful and intelligent. Margaret Thatcher worked with voice coaches to transform her hectoring housewife tones into the authoritative voice that helped establish her as Britain's Iron Lady. Research shows executives with lower voices earn substantially more and lead larger companies. But commanding a room requires more than vocal depth. You have just 5 seconds to capture your audience. Arianna Huffington exemplifies this with her capacity for intimacy, making listeners feel uniquely important while never being boring. She reveals enough of her inner core to create human connection without oversharing. Stories, not bullet points, grab and hold audiences. Ronald Reagan earned the Great Communicator title through colorful storytelling rather than policy details. Young professionals mistakenly believe fact-laden presentations establish gravitas when they actually undermine it by suggesting lack of confidence. The goal isn't delivering an academic seminar, it's crafting a compelling narrative that resonates emotionally while landing intellectually. Though only 5% of executives consider appearance the core of executive presence, it serves as the critical filter through which everything else gets evaluated. Get appearance wrong, and no one bothers assessing your other capabilities. The good news? Polish and grooming matter more than physical attractiveness or body type. Harvard research shows subjects judged competence, trustworthiness, and likability based on grooming choices within milliseconds. What matters most is signaling fitness and resilience. Leaders who look exhausted don't inspire confidence. Kalinda, a financial analyst, transformed her career trajectory by trading casual wear for tailored blazers. Her performance hadn't changed, but others finally perceived her as leadership material. The key is dressing for the job you want while avoiding appearance blunders. For women, provocative dressing tops the blunder list, as 64% of senior male executives hesitate to have one-on-one contact with high-performing junior women. Looking unkempt ranks first for men and second for women. Women face twice as many potential appearance blunders and are judged more harshly. Being merely overweight can disqualify a woman, while a man must be obese to face similar judgment. Why do talented professionals stall below the executive level? The answer? A devastating scarcity of honest, critical feedback on executive presence. When Eileen told an African-American direct report she lacked leadership presence for promotion, the woman initially threatened to quit. After reflection, she asked for help developing her skills, beginning an alliance that ultimately led to her heading the marketing team. This success story illustrates how proper feedback transforms careers, yet it remains rare. Men hesitate to critique women's appearance, fearing harassment claims. Executives avoid giving feedback to people of color, fearing discrimination lawsuits. This protective hesitation creates a feedback gap, explaining why 34% of senior managers are women, while only 14.3% reach executive positions. Great feedback is specific and actionable, telling a nervous employee to slow her speech and suggesting breathing techniques, not vaguely advising her to be more confident. Bad feedback traps recipients in impossible contradictions. Women are too angry or too nice, never just right. Women of color report receiving contradictory feedback 2.5 times more often than white male peers. Only 23% of employees receive feedback specific enough to implement meaningful changes. At 38, Trevor Phillips left his television executive role to produce a documentary about West Indian immigrants, choosing his authentic first language over the second language he used to thrive in a white world. Many minority professionals face similar tensions. Stephanie, an African-American manager, concealed her award-winning community work with homeless children, fearing her boss would see her as a black girl from the ghetto rather than an accomplished professional. This self-censorship cost her a promotion and her job. The fundamental question is whether to suppress or embrace differences to be perceived as leadership material. While authenticity is essential, success requires some conformity to cultural norms. The key is discerning where playing the game becomes selling out. Lawrence found taking up golf created valuable common ground with senior leaders without compromising his identity. Research shows multicultural professionals offer unique value. Teams with diverse members are nearly twice as likely to understand underserved markets and innovate for them. At Morgan Stanley, an openly gay financial advisor spearheaded a campaign winning $120 million from the LGBT community, demonstrating the diversity dividend from authentic leadership. Executive presence is learnable through deliberate effort. Focus on developing three strengths in each category rather than excelling at everything. Determine what's negotiable about your identity and what isn't. Never compromise core values or authenticity, even if it means finding a different organizational culture. True gravitas comes from living intentionally, with clear vision and values, creating magnetic certainty others find compelling. Build presence by surrounding yourself with talented people, sharing credit generously, admitting mistakes, and empowering others. For communication, practice establishing quick connection, delivering words with musical phrasing, and using narrative over data dumps. With appearance, focus on polish and grooming while developing a signature look appropriate for your industry. As one executive noted, sometimes the very thing an organization wants you to change about yourself is the very thing you most need to change about them. Master executive presence not just to advance your career, but to transform your workplace into one where authentic leadership flourishes. Your voice matters. Now make sure others can hear it.